الله الرحمن الرحيم. What we have been reading about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that how Allah Ta'ala had raised him up to the heavens, there are certain other valuable points that Ulama have mentioned. As we had discussed, that here Allah Ta'ala said in the sequence of the words, Inni mutawafika wa rafi'uka. I will give you your death, O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and I will raise you up to the heavens. So yeah, Inni mutawafika, I will give you death, is mentioned first, but it will happen afterwards. When Isa alayhi salam will return to the world, then he will die. And Rafi'uka is mentioned second, but it happened first. Allah raised him up to the heavens. And one great benefit of this ulama explained, it is in one word an answer for the Jews and the Christians. That where Allah Ta'ala said that inni rafi'uka, in that first I will raise you up and take you up safely away from the Jews who were determined to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to their thinking they did kill him, but they did not kill him, they did not assassinate him. So Allah Ta'ala had raised him up and gave him that great position. So it is the answer for the Jews that you are thinking that you killed him, that is completely wrong. Allah Ta'ala had raised him up bodily and spiritually, his ruh also and his body also. And then there is the answer for the Christians also, that inni mutawafika, which is mentioned first but will happen afterwards, that I will give him his mort. So they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God himself, and God, Allah, does not die. So that was the answer to their wrong belief also, that you people believe that he is God, he is Allah, but he is going to die. So he cannot be God. God, Allah does not die. So very beautifully and great, great wisdoms are concealed in the ayats of the Quran Sharif, which when it opens to a person, only great joy comes in his life and great conviction of the true teachings of Islam. Also, we know it is an established belief and accepted fact of the whole ummah that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not killed, Allah Ta'ala raised him up, and that Allah Ta'ala will give him his maut when he will return to the world again, not as a Nabi, but as a follower of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will kill Dajjal. He will kill Dajjal also. And after that, he will pass away a natural death. So that is the belief. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has given this glad tidings that, O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that wa rafi'uka, we will raise you up to the heavens. And in that rafi'uka, some people take the meaning, which is correct, but it is not the meaning intended here, that we will raise you up. That is your stages we will raise. Because that is no speciality of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many people, Allah has raised their stages. But that rafi'uka, we will lift you up bodily, with your soul and body, and we will place you and keep you in the heavens, within the company of the malaika. That is exclusive for you. That we have not given anyone else. So the meaning of rafi'uka is not as some Qadianis or Christians make out the meaning, that we will raise your stages. That raising of stages is no real special quality. It is a special quality, but not exclusive for Isa alayhi salam. Many, many people Allah has raised their stages. But this was that from amongst the Jews and Christians, if both of them were your enemies, even the Christians who believed in Isa alayhi salam, but they had the wrong beliefs. So that was also, they were his enemies, and the Jews were his enemies. So we won't leave you to live amongst those people who are filthy, who are dirty, who have got corrupt beliefs. We will raise you up and let you live with the malaika, who are pure and clean and all the time engaged in the taqdeer, the ibadat of Allah, in Allah's tahmeed and Allah's tasbih and Allah's tahleel and takbir were always engaged in that, we will give you this great honor that you will live with them, your body also and your soul also, and you will be there. And then, as any other human being, every Nabi was a human being also. You will come back to the world, you will live a normal life, you will get married also, and then you will have a natural death also. So in that way, Allah Ta'ala has given this great honor to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and made it clear that he one of the special qualities of wara'a, that we have raised you up, that is, we have raised you bodily up with your ruh. And this was a great, great special favor of Allah Ta'ala on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. From all this we learn that how beautiful our Quran is, how perfect and how complete it is, and that we should always take lessons from the Quran and connect ourselves with the Quran Sharif. Recitation of Quran Sharif, and especially for the ulama to ponder in the meanings of the Quran Sharif and to take out the deeper meaning by which the greatest joy that can come to a person will be in the Quran Sharif. Like that, any literature, studying of literature gives a person great inner joy and it increases his position. And the greatest of literature is the Quran Sharif. There can be no other literature like the Quran Sharif. And it will be very sad if we don't attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif. Our lives in this dunya are very short. And if we don't just make tilawat, and especially for the ulama, more than tilawat, to make tadabbur, to read Quran Sharif and ponder in the meanings of it. And as these meanings open up on a person, he will see the great, great beauty of the Quran Sharif, and which is from Allah Ta'ala, and the greatness of Allah will dawn upon him. And then as he makes his connection with Allah, he will realize, I've got the greatest connection and the greatest of things Allah has blessed me. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom, everything Allah opens on that person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.